Hi everyone! Welcome back to Trainland. I'm Aline and today we'll be diving into a crucial business skill, how to discuss and negotiate the details of a contract in English. Wow, interesting, isn't it?
It's interesting and I'm very nervous because I was in the first interview, then the technical interview, and now I think it's the most important one, you know, when we talk about money, the money.
Aline. Yeah, let's see how you handle the situation, Sandy.
I know if you're gonna hire me, like, to be honest. This feels like an interview to me, Aline. I don't know, sometimes, you know, have a friend to interview you is not the best. It's not the best option, you know, because they know all your weaknesses.
Yeah, I know. But that's why we're going to prepare a fictional one. A dialogue between Emma and John. So I'm no longer your friend. I don't know you. We're going to prepare and have a very nice interview for
everything, our negotiation, everything.
Business negotiation. Okay. So we're going to listen to a conversation between Emma, me, and John, the candidate. And they're discussing the details of John's job contract, including salary, benefits, and other key points, very useful for our listeners. Pay attention to how Emma explains the terms and how John asks clarifying questions. Again, let's listen. Hi, John. It's good to see you again. Let's go over the details of your contract.
Hi, Emma. Great to see you too. Let's do that.
So, the position offers a starting salary of £45,000 per year with a performance bonus of up to 10%.
That sounds good. But what are the performance criteria for the bonus?
The bonus is based on meeting specific targets such as project completion, client satisfaction, and team performance. Detailed criteria will be provided to you.
Okay, understood. And what about the benefits package?
We can offer a comprehensive benefits packages that includes health insurance, a pension plan, and 25 days of annual leave.
Well, I'm writing this down. But yeah, that sounds good. Could you tell me more about the pension plan that you just mentioned?
Of course. We have a contributory pension scheme where the company matches your contributions up to 5% of your salary.
Oh, that's good. That is actually generous. What about the opportunities for professional development in this company?
Good question. We provide ongoing training and development programs, including access to online courses, workshops and seminars. You can even improve your English on Trainland. We encourage our employees to grow within the company.
That's very important to me, you know, Emma. Are there any other key points I should be aware of that I'm not thinking right now?
Just a few more. The standard working hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but we offer flexible working arrangements. We also have a probationary a period of 6 months. Sorry.
That all sounds excellent. I'm excited about this opportunity.
We're excited to have you on board. Do you have any other questions?
No, I think, to be honest, I think we covered everything I wanted to know. Thank you for the detailed explanation.
Great. We'll send you the official contract via email. Welcome to the team, John.
Thank you, Aline. Emma, I'm looking forward to starting. Very good. That was good. So yeah, we will analyze it later. But right now, it's a good moment to remind our listeners that if you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to like and subscribe to this or also our other podcasts in other languages. If you want to learn other languages, you can also do that in our podcast here in China.
Exactly. And you can enhance your business English skills even further by visiting trainland.com. As you can see many subjects are discussed, and you can really improve your English with the podcast.
Yes, and you can get that job that you always wanted. You couldn't because of your English level. This is the place.
Exactly, yeah. And let's now go to my favorite part. Let's break down some important grammar and vocabulary from the conversations. Okay, so we remember the dialogue. What have we discussed? Or what tenses and grammar have we used? First of all, let me list them. Future simple, modal verbs, and passive voice. Three very, I would say, important aspects of grammar in English that have to be mastered. So it's going to be nice to analyze them. Future simple, we use this to talk about decisions or promises that will happen in the future. In a job interview, that's the tense you want, yeah? Like, for example, we'll send you the official contract via email. Modal verbs, well, they express ability, possibility, permission, or obligation. A must in a conversation for business. Example, we can offer flexible working arrangements. And the last one, but not the least, passive voice, super useful in English, is used to focus on the action rather than who is doing it. Example, the bonus is based on meeting specific targets. The focus is on the bonus.
That's very good. We use these structures: future simple, modal verb, and passive voice. If it's not your mother tongue, it's important to use the verb tenses that you're familiar with and you're comfortable with. Especially in an interview, you don't want to be thinking in about English. But if you're comfortable using it, use it, because it will make you sound more natural. So it's not an English exam, a job interview, but it's important to use what we know. And future simple, modal verbs, and passive voice make us sound more fluent and natural. We also saw some very interesting vocabulary in this dialogue. For example, performance bonus. The performance bonus is a bonus that is based on, like the name says, your performance. So, for example, a performance bonus of up to 10%. And it's interesting to discuss what is the criteria, because, you know, you don't want them to give the bonus out of any whatever, you know. You want to know what are they actually checking. Is it working hours or is it results? That's important. Then the pension plan, which is a retirement savings plan offered by employers. This is a private plan. And we mentioned that when we talk about the pension scheme. Scheme is not a schema, but it's a plan. Scheme is like plan. So when you hear scheme, it's not an schema. The other word is probationary period.
That's my favorite word of the podcast.
That's a difficult word of today. Probationary period.
Probationary.
I think it's not hard to understand for English, for Spanish or French speakers, because probation is the probar.
Yeah.
And I think in Spain, when you leave jail, when you're freed from jail, you're in probationary period. So this, in a way, is the same. If jail was a job. So it's a trial period where the employer evaluates the employee. So, yes.
Probatorio, eh? Probatorio in Spanish, yeah? Probatorio.
Sí,
probatorio? Fijo. It rings a bell to me.
Temporal.
In French, I don't know.
Yes, no, no manito fijo. Estoy, no sé cómo se dice. I never work for a Spanish company, so I don't know.
Periodo de prueba? Can it be periodo de prueba?
Periodo de prueba. Probationary.
Yeah, I think so.
Very good. Now, so very interesting vocabulary. Now let's move on and talk about negotiation tips for our listeners. If you are about to have an interview, so it's important to take these points into account.
Mm.
For example, Do your own research industry standards. Before going to negotiations, you need to know what to expect, how much they should offer. So it's good to have an expectation, because if you go without expectations, you don't know where to stand. So you need to know the salary ranges and the benefits for your specific position within that industry, so you can then negotiate. Mm-hmm. What else is important to know, Aline?
Yeah, I like the second one. Here it said, be clear and confident. It appears on the screen. That's very important, because you, even though, of course, you'll be nervous and you have a lot of doubts and you want to cause a good impression, but if you're clear and confident, that's, I would say, it's half of the interview, because that's what the employer looks for, somebody who is sure of what they want and confident in their in what they can offer the company. So yeah, have a deep breath and yeah, I think it's important to be confident in what you expect or what you offer. But before that, you need to set your priorities right. Yeah, what is that about the priorities, please, Santi?
Yes, well, you need to know what is important to you. Is it work and life balance? Is it climbing the ladder because you're a little bit more ambitious? Is it the money? Which is, everything is very fair, but it's important that you at least you know what is important to you, because otherwise.
Yeah, because it's not fair for them either. If what you want is to have a stable life with quite a bit of time at home and with your family, and you're not too ambitious, well, it's fair for the employer to know. Or if what you want is everything is about money, well, let them know as well. So, but you need to know first. So you need a good, honest self-analysis.
Yes, and you can't have everything. That is, no. You cannot have everything. No, no, no. Like normally, like higher paid jobs have come with more. The last one I think is very important. It says be flexible. It's important to know what you want, but it's also important to understand what a company can offer. So it's very important not to forget to listen carefully to what the employer offers. And remember that negotiation is a two-way street. So you need to demand, of course, but also to compromise when necessary. If you don't compromise at all, you're not really negotiating, you're imposing your needs in front of the companies. And I don't think any company would want to hire anyone like that. Anyway,
that's what I was thinking. I mean, if at the very interview you show that you're not flexible, you're not ready to yield, not ready to accept others' opinion, certainly, even though you might have all the rest, maybe that would discard you. So yeah, be flexible.
Yes, there was a little tip that doesn't show in this slide, which is whatever you have prepared in advance, like if you know what are you asking for, if you can support that with data. You don't need to show if it's not required, but if you have it ready, then that would show that you actually care and that you are actually prepared. The same thing, like if you have a specific experience in some things and you can show it, we discussed this in the last podcast on this, show it. They want to see things. So if you have something you have done in the past and you can show pictures or data or charts, bring it with you, so you can show it, and that will back up your what you're saying.
Exactly, and it might even show them or open their eyes to the benefits you can bring the company, because you are bringing facts, you are actually giving data, which might convince them that you are an asset for the company or future one. Yeah, and don't forget something really important and basic: listen carefully to what the employer is offering. As you said earlier, Santi, a negotiation is a two-way street. So be prepared to compromise when necessary. And if you follow those tips, I'm sure your next interview will be a success.
Yes, for sure. Okay. And we really enjoyed today's podcast. We learn a lot. We learn vocabulary and grammar that we can use, and also very good tips for our negotiation. So if you are preparing for your next interview, don't forget to listen to this podcast. And if you want to prepare in advance for the future to improve your level of English, just go to trainline.com and sign up. Especially, we have a free first class where you can test and see by yourself what do we offer, and we can see, you can see how we can adapt to your specific needs.
Yes, Santi, you're right, and your idea is good. If this week or next month you have an interview, why don't you play this podcast just before the interview? Because the remember, the dialogue is mentioning a lot of vocabulary and grammar structures that you might have fresh in your memory and fresh in your mind, and might, without even realizing it, you might use it during the interview, and that can give you, that can boost your confidence. So we really hope this episode has given you a clearer understanding of how to discuss contract details and negotiate successfully in English. And we really hope you will get more benefits and a better offer thanks to this podcast.
Very good. Thanks for listening, Aline. And thanks for listening to you, listener. Thanks for being with us, Aline, together. I really enjoyed. And see you next time, Aline.
Yes, stay tuned for our next episode, because I'm sure we'll see Santi again in a very nice business interview. Thanks for listening. It's been lovely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.